This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن.
Also, another way of dealing with these types of diseases and envy as well, in particular, is to keep good company. Keep good company. صحبة الصالحين. Having the companionship of pious people. You know, when you're around people who are very materialistic, always talking about their extension on their house, right? Or talking about, you know, the latest fashion, or talking about this and that, whatever it is, right? The latest mobile phone. When you're constantly around people who are just always talking about dunya, about the world and materialistic belongings, and what that does is it makes you start becoming like them. Because as the Prophet ﷺ said, a person is upon the religion of his brother, of his companion, right? So we are the way we are similar to our friends and the company that we keep. So we should deliberately spend a lot of time, or as much time as we can, with people who are better than us in deen. People who we see as better than us. Now, a person might ask, well, how do I know if somebody is better than me? How do I know if somebody is more pious? First of all, you can really feel it when you're in their presence, right? And the scholars said the way to know a pious person who you should keep company with is that when you're in their presence, it reminds you of Allah. When you're in their presence, you're reminded of Allah, rather than, you know, being in the company of people who, when you're in their presence, you forget about Allah. You don't want to be in that kind of company. Of course, yani, as members of the community, members of society, as Muslims, we need to reach out and go to people who might be sinning, who might be indulging in all sorts of things. That's fine. You know, we need to go out and do that. But we should do that with the intention of da'wah at the end of the day, of inviting them and helping to improve them, right? However, one also needs to set aside time that one spends with people for one's own benefit. It's not just about benefiting others. We all need to be benefited by other people too. We need tarbiyah from people too. So finding somebody, perhaps somebody knowledgeable, somebody who we can see is more pious than us, somebody who reminds us of Allah when we're in their presence. And you know, it doesn't even have to be somebody knowledgeable. You've probably got an auntie, an old auntie at home, or even your grandmother, or someone like that, right? Who is very pious, who's a very simple person maybe, you know? In other words, not like full of all this, you know, qualifications and letters after their names or anything like that. However, they have a very pure heart. You know, somebody like that could be the type of person who you need to spend time with, you know, because that type of person usually has a really strong connection with Allah. And they're not affected by the, you know, the craziness of the world around them.
سنتنا